plans to improve the Pensacola landing of the new Bay Bridge will be on display Tuesday evening. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a preview.
The meeting at New World Landing downtown will introduce the project and go over the design process. And according to Ian Satter at the Florida Department of Transportation, clear up any confusion.
This meeting is for the US 98 and Bayfront Parkway at 17th Avenue intersection. It has nothing to do with the Pensacola Bay Bridge project. This is a completely separate study that we are conducting to look at analyzing and improving safety conditions at that intersection.
There won't be any plans per se, because the PD&E study, Project Development and Environmental, is just now getting underway and will take from 2 to 4 years to complete.
This should be lesser of the two when it comes to that time frame. But what we will be doing at our kickoff meeting is presenting the public with the area that we're planning to study, the items that we will be studying, and letting them know exactly the timeline for this particular study.
The landing study will analyze and seek to improve safety conditions and travel efficiencies along the 17th Avenue and Bayfront Parkway corridor.
We have to make sure that it functions efficiently now that we do have a separate project in the Pensacola Bay Bridge that we will be constructing. Obviously, those have some sort of relationship as far as, obviously, as you're coming off the bridge, you will hit that intersection. So we want to make sure it integrates well with that other project, the Pensacola Bay Bridge.
Other issues to be studied include vehicular traffic, travel demands to meet future traffic needs, and, because this is, after all, the Gulf Coast, emergency evacuation.
Making sure that can run as quickly, smoothly, safely, and efficiently as possible. There's a lot that goes into our project development and environment study. Everything from traffic data, historical or archaeological impacts, wildlife habitat. We also have to look at the impacts to the people who own homes or businesses in that area.
And through it all, FDOT wants to gather public input on the project.
There's a lot of information we'll have to go through, a lot of different options that we'll have to study to determine the safest and most efficient intersection, but it doesn't work without public input because obviously the people who live and work in that area are the ones who will travel it the most, and we want to make sure that we get their input as we move forward with this study.
Meanwhile, the highest profile project remains the overall construction of the new 3-mile bridge to replace the current 56-year-old span. Satter says work has been underway behind the scenes.
We have the different contractors who are vying to build this bridge, coming up with their plans, coming up with their designs and their proposals. They'll deliver those to the department later on this year, and in the summer we will select one of those contractors to design and build that bridge, with construction scheduled to begin either in late 2016 or early 2017.
At this point, the five design firms competing for the nearly $500 million contract are being scored by a pair of committees, one on technical issues, the other on selection. While the blueprints differ in some areas, FDOT's Ian Satter says there are some features which are mandatory for all five.
It'll be a 6-lane facility. Plans call for a 10-foot multi-use path to bike and jog along there as well. There'll be wider shoulders, so if there is an incident where maybe somebody's car breaks down, they'll be able to pull over to the shoulder. You won't have those traffic delays.
Tuesday's meeting on the work at 17th Avenue and Bayfront begins at 5:30 p.m., once again at New World Landing on Palafox Street. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.